brought to you by RentBits.com. Search over 200,000 rental properties within the United States for free. Find the perfect house, condo, or apartment for rent at RentBits.com.
Welcome to the RentBits Rental Talk podcast, where we interview thought leaders within the rental and real estate industry, discuss current rental market trends, and get their thoughts on how to grow a successful real estate business. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Here's your host, Dan Doherty.
Welcome to another episode of RentBits Rental Talk. I am your host, Dan Doherty. And today our guest is Brian Frisbee, who is running the multifamily division for Matterport. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a brief introduction on what Matterport does, maybe a brief history for our listeners as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Matterport's been around about 5 years in the market, and we've developed a technology, both hardware and software, that captures spaces in three dimensions. So we've got a camera that comes into a space, and it's at the same time that it's capturing the 2D imagery, it's also measuring the space. So we've got this kind of patented dollhouse view that you can kind of look down on a space and get a real sense of the layout, how things are related to each other, and also obviously dive in and be fully immersive as if you're there at the home or the apartment for rent.
Well, it's funny. This must have been maybe 4 years ago. We were one of 10 companies, remotely.com was one of 10 companies that was pitching the Realogy executives out on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And Matterport was actually there. And I knew right then and there from the technology that I was seeing, it was a really cool tripod that did a whole 3D interactive demo. And yeah. I knew they were going to win. And of course, Matterport won. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was $10,000 or $50,000 or something like that. But I think that was a catalyst for Matterport then raising significant amount of money. How much money have you guys raised so far?
Oh, you're going to, it's 50 plus million. We're in a series. We're already past a series C.
Series C. And now I think it was originally for real estate agents. Redfin, I think, did an exclusive deal with you guys where all of their properties, am I correct there with Redfin? I think I read about that.
Redfin is a large partner of ours. So initially the focus was on, the residential real estate but we've definitely evolved since then. You know, in the past, it was you bought the camera and the software plan and you either did it yourself or you hired somebody to do it. Now, specifically in multifamily, large owners and managers can contact us and have us do it for them. So we bring in our own equipment and our professionals and we get them captured, without any investment on the hardware side.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's a nice extra service. So for those people or listeners that are familiar with Google Street View, where virtually anywhere in the world, you can go to a location and see your surroundings and move around as if you're physically there. That's how I relate Matterport. Your technology is so advanced that you can literally do a quote unquote street view within any apartment or home as if you were physically there. Have you seen, I believe apartments.com is with you guys as well, or some of the other rental sites. Have you seen an increase in lead to conversion with your technology or any other data points that you can tell us?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So CoStar, obviously the owner of apartments.com and several other rental sites, they're reporting 250 to 300% increase in time on listing. So that means that renters are spending a larger amount of time, exploring those units and those communities. And therefore, they're also sending 49% more leads. So again, that tells me that renter, by viewing a 3D tour of a unit or a clubhouse or fitness room, is qualifying that community and gathering information, albeit visually, but they're gathering information and it's making them much more qualified and they're feeling more comfortable in picking up the phone or sending an email lead because they've seen that, which is obviously evidenced by the 49% increase in leads.
Jeez, that's huge growth. And in addition to the 3D, you also are incorporating augmented reality into the user experience. So for example, if someone's walking into an apartment virtually, mm-hmm. they can see various augmented reality pop-ups. So they can go over maybe and see that the granite countertops are made locally or whatever it might be to add even additional information during the tour as if a leasing agent was actually walking them through it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're called matter tags. So they're little beacons within a tour that allow, the apartment community to call out certain things that might not be readily apparent. I always say, don't put a button on there that says granite countertops because they can see that, but they might have a smart thermostat or built-in Bluetooth speakers, or maybe they just replaced the windows and they've got really great, energy savings there, or even just commonly asked questions. We all know that renters, all the information is typically on a website, but are renters actually reading it? So if there's commonly asked questions like, hey, what are the room dimensions? Those are great things to call out so that by the time they've taken that tour, they're pretty qualified. They've had most of their answers or questions answered and they're ready to go. Maybe they just need to stop by and make sure that what they saw is actually there.
Now, where do you see, so that's obviously a lot better than historically where we had classified sites and we had just websites and newspapers and so forth. And we're making that progression towards really physically being there but not physically being there, if you know what I mean. Do you see the technology changing dramatically in the next 5 to 10 years with new technology entering the market like Magic Leap, where they are making glasses a lot more virtual? And I'm seeing some other technology entering the space where you can actually feel and touch certain types of textures. Do you see that changing in the future for remote showings?
Well, I certainly think that with 3D technology and all the other things like virtual reality, augmented reality, and specifically like augmented reality, when you think about it, is you're in a physical space, but you can augment it. So imagine a time where you're at an apartment community and they're showing you a vacant unit. Now all of a sudden you can take furniture and place it maybe on an iPad. You're pointing that iPad's camera at the living room and you can drag in a couch, or maybe you're in a 3D model on your computer and you've scanned your furniture with your phone and now you can actually place your furniture in that 3D model. So imagine that, like you can take your actual furniture. So I do see technology moving that way. I think there's a couple things that will drive 3D technology in the next 5 to 10 years. One being more devices. So that would be, not only the Matterport camera, but other cameras as well, including mobile phones. And I think, adoption is going to be necessary, just like photos are today. Like you could never imagine an apartment community putting up a listing with, limited photos, let alone no photos. And that was the case 15 years ago. On most of the listing sites, you maybe had 5, 10, 15 photos. Now, you've got photos of everything. It's going to be, in 5 years, it'll easily be that you have to have an immersive 3D experience of the space that you're either trying to rent out or sell, down the line.
Will you also be, or can you do this today where, with RentBits data, we're showing 10 to 15% of all leads are being generated outside of even the state, mm-hmm. which means a lot of people are moving or migrating from state to state for new jobs and so forth. And many times it's sight unseen and they don't know the neighborhood or anything like that.
Absolutely.
Do you guys also have the ability to show the potential tenant the neighborhood where you could literally walk outside of the community, maybe walk down the block, or is that something that could be done in the future?
No, we do. I mean, so there's a little bit of a limitation on our hardware in that we're using infrared. And so sunlight and infrared don't play well together. Well, sunlight has infrared, so it's the infrared kind of interfering with each other. But what we can do is we can scan a 360 photo, essentially. It's a 360 pano of the exterior and give them a sense of what the street view looks like. and attach it to, say, maybe the leasing office tour, the clubhouse tour. And we do that all the time now for outdoor amenities. So yeah, you can get a true sense of, you know, if it's a home for sale, you can scan the front yard, the backyard. And then obviously if you're in the front yard, you're looking down the street, you can get a sense of, you know, how nice of a neighborhood is, or is it a tree lined street, so on and so forth. Actually, we just scanned an apartment community in Nashville, and they said they had a phenomenal park across the street. So we went out and scanned, you know, 10, 15 different viewpoints so that they could see the playset and the tennis courts. And there's a couple of really cool restaurants next door. So yeah, we can certainly give them a sense of the neighborhood.
Let's quickly go back to what you were mentioning about the furniture, because that's kind of interesting. We're seeing a lot more technology entering the space with Houzz and mm-hmm. some others, where it's so realistic that you actually feel like the furniture is there and it's sized exactly to the dimensions of the unit. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about that too much, but there is huge opportunity where you can have a turnkey solution for the renter that maybe doesn't want to ship all of their furniture. Maybe they want to sell all their furniture in California. They're moving to Colorado. Mm-hmm. They could use your platform to not only see what different types of furniture looks like, but if you had a deal with, say, I don't know, Houzz or Amazon or some of these other retailers, you could literally move into your place already furnished based upon what you actually selected during checkout, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So today we have a partnership with Roomy, spelled with three O's. And so for apartment communities, the common adoption for Matterport with an apartment community or management company is they'll have us come out and they'll do the model unit and the amenities, maybe vacant or two if it's available. But over time, they're finding that they want to have a tour of every unique floor plan. So you might have 15 or 20 floor plans, so you're going to have them all scanned, but they're all vacant. And obviously, you know, staging those physically is cost prohibitive. So we do have the ability to virtually stage any vacant space. Today. And then, yeah, the natural progression of that is, hey, would you like to see furniture from, you know, Crate and Barrel, or would you, Restoration Hardware, heck, maybe it's, you know, Target, depending on the type of property it is, right? And so, depending on who the renter is, you're going to be able to pick furniture, select it. And that goes for buying and renting furniture. So yeah, there's definitely a scramble, of not only retailers, and rental companies to digitize their inventory in a 3D format so that they can, you know, meet that need or that application in the future.
Are you, now that you're focusing specifically on multifamily, are you seeing even more of these apartments or some of the units within these more luxury apartments turning into hotels or partels? You have companies like Pillow, who are taking advantage of the entire short-term Airbnb type stuff. You have companies like that are renting units and then short-term renting them, right? As a partels, I think is the terminology. Are you working with any of current multifamily real estate investment trusts or management firms that are also using your technology to make their short-term rentals better than just the photos?
Sure. Not specifically. Although I am talking with a company, unfortunately I can't name them, but they are actually building essentially Airbnb communities so that, you know, 100% of a 150 unit building is actually, Airbnb-able, so to speak. Because a lot of times today it's against the communities or the management company's policy to have an individual renter use it as an Airbnb. And so there's a little bit of, trying to figure out how to utilize it. But I certainly, and we've done some pilots with Airbnb and the results have been phenomenal. So yeah, no, I think short-term rentals, we've got a few corporate housing companies that are using our technology, actually National Corporate Housing, which I think is out of Denver. Short-term rentals is certainly an application that's, you know, really any space that you're trying to sell or rent out is a perfect application for this technology.
Do some of these multi-use buildings that are, maybe a restaurant downstairs and units upstairs, and that they're using your technology within the units. Are they also using it for the clubhouses or the restaurant downstairs, or, you know, the common areas?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we, you know, typically, like I said earlier, we're going in and capturing clubhouse, fitness room, you know, the pool area, everything that's, you know, really that makes them stand out, all the amenities, and then certainly the units that get, you know, a significant amount of interest.
So what's your current pricing? How does it work? Let's say I'm a management company or an owner of a 100 unit building in Denver. Mm-hmm. And I want all 100, all vacant units done and eventually all units done. How does that work? Is it a monthly fee or?
So there's two pieces. There's the initial setup. So to bring you into our systems as well as go and capture it. Ballpark, you're talking about $100 per space, assuming that there's a minimum number. So, you know, obviously if we go out and take one tour, it's going to cost more on a per tour basis than if we go out and do 5 or 10 tours. You got to pay for the travel time and setup and breakdown and all that. So our standard package for an apartment community is $500 setup, and that allows them up to 5 tours. And then there's an ongoing $35 a month hosting and software fee. And what that gets them is not just the 3D tour, but there's the ability to add matter tags, which we talked about. So you can customize your tour with the matter tags. You can embed video, audio files, image files within those matter tags. And then there's also 2D and 360 photography. So within our platform called Workshop, you can go in and curate photos from that same photo shoot. And these photos are 4K, so print quality. It allows you to use on your website or even print up to 8.5 by 11. You can pull down 2D floor plans if you want. So a black and white floor plan, again, we're measuring that space. You have access to virtual reality. So all of our tours are converted to VR. And then lastly, you can publish to Google Street View. So, or your business listing. So if you've been on a Google business listing, whether that's for a business or an apartment community, and you've seen the 360 degree, you know, panos that you can navigate through, we're now publishing to that. So it's a pretty robust media platform that you're buying. It's not just that 3D tour.
Right, right. So you guys negotiate a deal with Google for the Google local business to make their local listing on Google even more robust, right?
Right. So in the past, somebody had to go out and hire a Google Street View photographer to go capture that, who had access to the platform. And that, you know, for most apartment communities, that would be anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500. So now today, you get your Matterports done. There's a simple publish process within our platform. And so, yeah, we're opened up. Google actually opened up their the Street View platform to multiple players, including Matterport, about a year and a half ago. And so we've been working with them to integrate and you know, so that it's as simple as a few clicks. And now your tours are published onto your street listing. Now it's not as I like to say sexy or as clean as the 3D tours that Matterport produces. There's a little bit of drag in the transition, and you don't have the 3D dollhouse view, but it's still a great immersive experience where they can walk through a clubhouse or a model unit.
That's fantastic. Now, how many, if you can say this, how many multifamily units are currently used in the U.S. are currently using the technology?
Yeah, so units, I'd probably say we have roughly 10% of the addressable market. When I say addressable market today, it's A and B properties, probably most C properties or affordable properties aren't going to have budget or maybe not want to utilize 3D. So I would say, you know, when I look at an apartments.com or a Zillow, you know, you think there's probably 30 to 35,000 communities that, you know, that spend money, you know, reasonable amount of money on marketing. And so I'd say we probably have about 10% of those.
And that's just in the US. Are you guys also expanding internationally?
So, you know, we're definitely international. I'm, you know, 100% focused on the multifamily space in the US. Unfortunately, we don't track the industry or space type on every space that's captured. So it's something that we're working towards, but, you know, we should have better data in a year or two.
That'd be interesting too, because, you know, the density from you know, building to renters is like 90%+ in Europe, and 95% of all the people that are living in those areas are actually renting as compared to buying. So obviously right. a much larger opportunity. But to your point, is there a cost advantage of staying in the U.S. for now, and then as technology gets cheaper, then start expanding out to other countries?
Yeah, no, I think that's the key. So today, you know, while I think it's relatively inexpensive, I mean, if you think about it, you know, so let's say, you know, an average space is going to cost, let's say a 2,000 square foot home is going to cost maybe $200 to $250 to capture. That's still a little bit expensive. And if you're an apartment management company and you want to do it yourself, you've got to buy the hardware, which, you know, that investment is, you know, $4,000+. So there is a barrier. I think, as we talked about earlier, if, you know, when new devices can be brought into our ecosystem, like mobile phones or even other cameras, that's going to drive adoption significantly. Because today, you know, the landlord that has a $500, you know, per month unit, or the real estate agent that's selling a $150,000 home, probably isn't going to spend the money on a Matterport. But if I can just go in with a mobile phone and scan it and upload it to the Matterport cloud and have it processed, and now I've got a 3D tour, that's a whole nother game. So yeah, I think the growth is going to be exponential in the next 5 years as the cost, either the cost of hardware, our hardware comes down, and it has. I mean, we just released a camera last year for $39.95, and now it's already down to $33.95. And so, you know, obviously the more we sell, we can get our costs down. So, and then eventually, I think with mobile, you know, using mobile devices with sensors or even machine learning, which is it was something that we're heavily involved in, not to go down too much of a technical point, but I do think that, you know, those are going to be key drivers to mass adoption.
Yeah, the cost will just keep dropping with
all technology does, right?
Yeah, with Moore's law, that's going to be an interesting next 10 years as well, to see the quality will increase and the cost will drop, and mass adoption will be probably in the hands of everyone. Even the lower cost stuff that you were talking about with, you know, $150,000 home or a $500 a month unit. Ideally, I think every single space in the world should be able to be just like Street View.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe it will, because if you have everybody with a phone in their hand, I mean, we may not get to some of the third world places, but, you know, anybody with a phone in their hand that can scan a space and upload it to, you know, to a central database, and we'll be mapping the inside of the world. And specifically, though, to renter, kind of going circling back to renters, you know, imagine today what the renter does. They go online, they go to a series of internet listing sites, they narrow down their search, but they still have to go visit them, right? The 2D imagery just isn't enough. But even when they get there, they go see the amenities, they see a model unit, they might see a couple of vacants, but most of the time they don't see the actual unit that they're going to live in. And in some cases, they don't even see the same floor plan because it's just not available. I mean, today the occupancies are so great that, you know, you walk in and you can't see the actual unit type that you're going to live in. So the ideal renter experience long term would be you can actually see the unit that you're going to live in. And that removes kind of that little bit of mistrust, like, am I really going to live in an apartment that looks like this? And so we've actually had one of the large REITs reach out to us and say, hey, what would it cost to capture every single unit in our apartment building? And I was like, wow, you know, that's bold. If it's, you know, 350 units or whatever it is, and they had 70,000+ units across the country. And the reality was, on the surface, it was $5 million. And at first you're like, whoa, that's a lot of money. But when we looked at what they're losing in rent to having a model unit, it was about $4.8 million. So they could take the money that they're losing by not renting out those models, rent those out, and use that to invest in 3D tours for every unit in the building, and even do some, you know, virtual staging. You know, you might take the 20 unique floor plans and stage them, and now you've got a staged virtual unit for every unit type in your building.
So that makes perfect sense. I'm actually looking at potentially buying a new car, and I was on Carvana, and what you're saying makes so much sense. Each car is unique. when mm-hmm. I bought Carvana, that's the actual car I'm going to buy. It should be the same for renters who are in a unit. That's the actual unit I'm going to rent.
Yeah, I want to see my furniture, my appliances. I want to see my view. I want to walk out on the balcony and see, you know, that I'm looking out at a, you know, the pool, or, you know, maybe I'm looking out at a parking lot. But I want to know what it, you know, what my unit is.
Well, this is great. Lots of knowledge. You guys have a great technology and a great service. Thank you for sharing it with us. We're out of time, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Go to rentbits.com/podcast for show notes and more.